I'm going to get into more of that because I had that further on. But under the heading of to repair the world, what does that mean to you? There's a word for that.
It's called Tokeen Olam, to repair the world. It's the story of Hannah and the carob tree. It's as my parents planted for me, so I plant for my children. That was the logo of our foundation. Part of it was Tokeen Olam, which was to repair the world, to try to make the world a better place for other people and for the next generation and the generation after. That was one of the reasons that we also got involved in the Parent-Child Center, was to try to help children who had been physically and sexually abused go on to have a better and a productive life, and to help their parents understand and learn to deal with it. But the OU gift, really, when Charlie looked at what that gift would accomplish and what it would bring to the city of Tulsa, because he felt very strongly that there were times that Tulsa was treated as a stepchild in comparison to Oklahoma City, and he wanted to help that. Plus, in creating OU Tulsa, the people who needed indigent care and everything would be able to be treated. And I think for him today to see this campus and to see all the teaching and the learning that goes on there, he would be thrilled beyond words. It's kind of like the gamble when oil was $3 a barrel.
And we should say that property at 41st in Yale were 60 acres of land. It's no secret you donated $10 million to form the Schusterman Center, the University of Oklahoma. Up until that time, Tulsa really had no idea that OU had much of a Tulsa presence.
Right. They did. They had no idea whatsoever. Part of the impetus behind it was to bring OU to Tulsa and Tulsa to not be a stepchild to Oklahoma City. And then the second $10 million was kind of a challenge after Charlie died that I made, because the bond issue had been defeated twice, and I felt that if maybe we had this challenge a third time, it could pass.
What was that bond issue?
It was lots of things, but one of the things was to help OU Tulsa grow.
And that was denied by the voters.
Twice, and the third time, I like to think, rightly or wrongly, that because of the challenge grant and other people's involvement, that it did pass the third time.
And so in that school now, you've already referred to it, we have a medical college, we're training pharmacists, doctors, also community-based health care as a result of that. And that's what you envision for that to be happening.
Right.
And there are many other disciplines there on the campus as
Yes, there are.
And research, too. They're looking for the campus now to produce research that will have enormous effects later on. And, in fact, classes are taught via distance learning technology between Norman and Tulsa. And so some of these things you didn't even see as you made
distance
your donation.
Learning, right. David Bourne has done an incredible job, as has Dr. Jerry Clancy. Both of them are real visionaries. And I look at this. Charlie and I decided when we started the foundation, since Charlie did have such a strong business background, that the foundation be run like a business where people are accountable, and OU Tulsa is beyond those wildest dreams.
While the company became really successful, with financial success there comes a tremendous amount of responsibility.
That's true.
Tell us your feeling about that.
Well, as I said, I have always felt, learning very early on from my dad, that those of us who are so blessed need to learn to give back. One of the things that we have been very involved with, particularly in Tulsa, is education. And 4 years ago, I had the pleasure of meeting Wendy Kopp. I very much had heard about Wendy and a program called Teach for America, where very talented young people sign up for 2 years to go into schools in all kinds of areas where very strong teaching is needed. I was able to persuade Wendy, with some help from other philanthropists and foundations in Tulsa, to bring Teach for America to Tulsa. And I think, again, it is beyond our wildest expectations. Last year, we had 88 teachers. I'm not sure how many, if it's 112 or 118 that we have here this year. But the fact that they go into these schools, like into Head Start, Early Childhood, Gilcrease, hail their dedication to trying to educate those that are less fortunate has been tremendous. And then we're also involved in a presentation called KIPP, which is Knowledge is Power. That's been very rewarding also.